Hello, we are Terra Nova, a horror podcast. We're hosted by Kendall and Jackie. And here we talk about everything, well, horror. And this podcast is specifically for you, the horror fans, and also the non-horror fans. If you're too scared to watch the movies, it's fine. We talk about it, we discuss it, we dissect it, we laugh about it, talk about the good, the bad, the tropes, and new episodes are launched every Monday.
And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Terra Nova Pod. And leave a review, 5 stars, of course, on what platforms that you listen. And last but not least, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
And tell your dog, too. Cujo. Hello. Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm very excited because we're, I don't know, I guess we're going down memory lane. I don't know. The last time we did like a classic movie, we got a lot of positive response for it, which I was kind of surprised. Well, I know you were surprised. You were like, oh shit, people liked it. And it was fun. It really did like kind of like made people more tuned to us. Because we did a classic film, and we're gonna do it again.
Yeah, I think what we did last classic film we did was Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Yes, with my girl Samara, because she recommended it. She was like, you guys gotta watch it, and I saw it, and I was like, we gotta cover it. It's such a good movie, and it really is such a good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was really funny. You're right, I was super, super surprised by the responses. A lot of people were like, oh my god, this is a classic, or I think one person was like, my mom used to show me this when I was a kid and it scared the hell out of one of my friends. So kind of funny. Even black and white could freak somebody out.
Yeah, it really was a really creepy movie, you know, against Betty Davis. Brilliant mind was just like, we're keeping it black and white. And it worked. Really genius of her.
Word.
But this time around, we're doing another classic film. We're doing the 1959 original film, The House on Haunted Hill. Have you ever seen the remake, by the way, from the 90s?
I believe I did. I think I know I saw one of the remakes, so I think it was the 90s one that I saw. It's not memorable at all, as far as I recall. Yeah, I'm a fan of just anything classic in general, like not even specific to any genre. It's always, in my opinion anyway, it's always interesting to look at like old films and stuff like that and acknowledge not just how good storytelling was with, like, you know, limited technology, but just like how interesting the idea could be in part due to limited technology. You know, when you can't rely on things like CGI, sometimes you kind of forced to go, okay, how can I make a great story that kind of works? And we still make good stories today, but you know, it's different back then. You know, now we kind of have to make a film and then create a world where certain technologies just don't exist, so that certain things can't be like just, you know, evaded by a phone call or text. And the old technology, I mean, like in the older films, they just kind of didn't have to worry about that, and it was just kind of like, all right, what can we do within this thing? And no, it's cool. I think this is my second Vincent Price film I think I've ever seen.
Creeptastic man that ever existed, Vincent Price, was one of his main roles. his resume is like a long list of films and specials that he's been on. My first introduction to Vincent Price was Scooby-Doo and 13 Ghosts, you know, and Edward Scissorhands. Those were my two first introductions to Vincent Price. And then
he was Edward Scissorhands?
The rest was history. Uh-huh, yeah, he was the creator. He's the one that made Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was his quote-unquote father. Yeah, he was his creator.
Wow.
And they wanted him on it. And I remember people were like, oh my God, so exciting. And also, he also narrated the Thriller music video. That's also Vincent Price.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, all about that.
Legendary. But we'll get more into our gushness of Vincent Price. But until then, let's do the summary.
Yay.
It's a very interesting story. I just got to say that. So The House on Haunted Hill starts off with this billionaire man. He wants to basically make a special birthday celebration for his wife. And so he invites, I think it's 5 or 6 guests.
Yep, 5.
Yeah, 5 guests. He has never met before, kind of random people. And the whole thing is that they're playing some sort of game. where they have to survive a haunted house. And for those who that do survive, he's going to give them, I believe, $1,000, he said?
$10,000.
Yes, and back then, that's a lot of money. Now, that's nothing. But...
yeah, I think they said back then it was like the equivalent of like $84,000 today.
Yes. So that's basically what the premise is. But in doing so, you get a variety of like different characters. There's a reporter who is really into the paranormal stuff. There was a psychologist who doesn't really believe in it, but he's interested in the psychic of all the guests that there. There's a woman that works for his company that he felt, oh, she really needed the money, so we'll come in. Another one is, remember the other guests. I know one of them is one of the caretakers or someone who knows the history of the house. And then the other one, I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, it was a woman who just has a gambling problem.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the news reporter. He's a news reporter.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, you're right, yeah.
It was two women and three men. I don't remember the other one, the other guy. No, there's the psychiatrist, the interviewer who's the gambler, the one who works in his office, the guy who knows the history of the house that was just like, we're not safe here. It's dangerous. And there was the other guy. I forgot who it was, though. But
so, Lance, the one who was like the husband of Nora?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. The way he introduces them are really funny because he kind of narrates how like, oh yeah, this is such and such person and they need this money because of this and that, or this is this person and they're just greedy and this is this and that. It's just really funny. Cause, I mean, Vincent Price is like, Vincent Price back then was the equivalent to like what we have now for Samuel Jackson and Morgan Freeman. We're just like, oh yeah, we want someone to narrate our life. That was Vincent Price back then. Everybody wanted him to narrate.
Really good comparison.
Yeah. But going further in, they're in the house. You know, he tells them, like, oh, this is a celebration for my wife. We're going to play this game. Let's see who survives. And a lot of stuff happens where noises are being said. Nora starts seeing ghosts. She starts freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, I saw someone. Not many people believe her. So all the people are kind of experiencing something different. Even though it's more her soul that's experiencing it more.
Yeah, sure.
And you find out deeper and deeper that this is kind of a sick game played by the husband, Vincent Price, because plot twist, he says, oh yeah, my wife was planning to kill me. So this is why this was happening, which the wife was really interesting. She was a very interesting character. She kept telling people like, oh, don't second guess the ghost. It's very dangerous. I wouldn't joke about that. And their relationship on screen was just so funny because they kept making like jokes about how they're going to kill each other and how they tried to kill each other many times in the past. And I'm like, okay, Adam's family. We see you. And at the end of the movie, it is revealed that it was really just kind of like a plot from Vincent Price's character to be like, yeah, my wife was trying to kill me, so this is what happened, and blah, blah, blah. And you do find out that some of the stuff are, like, props, and some of it was, you know, some of the people that Nora was seeing were paid off by him to scare them and whatnot. So it was a very interesting movie and story. Like, very interesting. And also in 1959... I watched the remastered one where it was in color because it's originally black and white.
Yeah, same.
And at the time, they said that how this was the most scariest film ever because I believe when like some of the articles have said that how not just the storytelling was amazing, but the movie really focused on sound.
Yeah.
Like, they really wanted to get under your skin with just sounds and visuals to make you be like, oh my. And I believe they said that how they also kind of got inspiration from, I think, Alfred Hitchcock with the way he films.
Yeah, saw something like that.
Yeah, so they were like, yeah, we kind of like, we don't want to do that. And yes, do not confuse this with The Haunting of Hill House. It is not the same thing. I'm sure people are like, is it the same thing as that? I'm like, no, completely different. I understand the confusion because Hill House is involved in both titles.
Yeah, and I'm happy you pointed that out. Because I just had to remind myself of that before going into the movie, because I can't remember if there was also a movie called The Haunting of Hill House as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was the original that somebody we follow on Instagram, who's a big horror, you know, fanatic herself, and she has her own YouTube channel. Her name already. But she posted something about that, and I was like, oh shit, I don't know there's an original film about that. I know it's based on a book, and I have the book. I haven't read the book yet.
Yeah.
But yes, it's not the same thing, because I mean, when I was doing research for this episode, I kept getting Haunting on Hill House. And I'm like, I mean, the Haunting of Hill House. Like, this is not what I want. I don't want the haunting. I just want this film. And I had to type in like Vincent Price to get the right title. Yeah. So, but yeah, like I know it's confusing. People are like, ooh, but it's not the same film. It's very different. This is about a billionaire just playing a sick joke on people. And the remake was the same thing, but it was way more gory. It was more horror eccentric than this one. Not to say this one wasn't. I'm sure at the time, it was the most frightening movie. But the remake in the 90s really amped up the horror and the gore, because again, 90s, everything was gory, everything was bloody, everything had to be CGI, everything had to be fear factor into it. And it was a very psychological type of horror film, the remake. And I do watch it a lot, and it still scares the shit out of me. But yeah. So first impressions for the Vincent Price film, as some people call it.
Yeah, definitely is a Vincent Price film. This, I believe, is my first. No, yeah, for sure. This is my first time watching this movie. I think I saw the remake a long time ago, but I do not remember it. I can't remember. I think Omar Epps or somebody like that was in it. That might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in the remake?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's for some reason. Yeah, that's the only thing I can remember the first about one. The movie. So I was like, I think Omar Epps. All right, cool. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that a long time ago. Don't remember it. Wasn't really memorable as far as I can recall. Nothing about it really stands out in my mind, but it's also been a very, very long time. So I don't remember a damn thing about that movie. So watching this was pretty much coming in with fresh eyes entirely, because I don't remember anything about the remake. And I was like, oh, cool, Vincent Price, that's nice. Like, I remember I saw one other Vincent Price movie. Well, I guess if you count, I would say with Scissorhands, technically I saw another one, but I saw, I think it was Last Man on Earth, which was the original I Am Legend. I think they made three films, technically, of that world. I think there's I Am Legend, I believe there's Last Man on Earth, and then there's Omega Man, or something like that. And
don't forget, the Twilight Zone also did their own version of The Last Man on Earth as well.
Ah, okay, yeah, so there's like a lot of versions of that. But like, it's all the stuff mainly within that world of like the Will Smith and I Am Legend, where, you know, everybody's like kind of a vampire-ish type thing, and he's the only one left. There was one with Vincent Price. I think that one was titled Last Man on Earth as well. I saw that movie. We should definitely do that movie at some point. That movie was really good. I remember I did not like the Will Smith movie. And way before I even saw the original, I just didn't like the Will Smith movie. But I really, really enjoyed the Vincent Price one. I remember watching it on my father. That was a good time. But, yeah, this movie was fun. The biggest takeaway for me for this movie, it shit is fun, yo. I can totally see why. Like, I've seen this movie mentioned before. And, you know, everybody loves Vincent Price, so there's that. But I've seen this movie mentioned quite a bit. And people always talk about how much they enjoy, like, rewatching it. And I could totally see why. The movie is a lot of fun. The cast is, like, really, really cool from beginning to end. Like, every cast member is, like, really good, in my opinion. It's really fun. I love a good murder mystery. Like, those just kind of hit me. Even if you kind of feel like you know where things are going, I'm a big fan of murder mystery type films. And I think that's why stuff like Scooby-Doo has always been big for me, because it's always like, who did it? Like, what's happening here? And this movie had a lot of that, and I liked that a lot. The cast was great. I loved, of course, Vincent Price. But then the woman that played his wife, Annabelle, she was fantastic. Their relationship cracked me up the whole movie. Because it was like you said, Adam's Family. It was kind of like the couple from Adam's Family, except with hate instead of love.
Oh, yeah. Because he was just like, remember when you poisoned me with that tea? And she was like, oh, you mean when you ate something bad? That wasn't poison, darling.
Yeah, it was really funny. He was like, yeah, it would be great if I, like, let me shake this bottle. She's like, why would you shake the bottle up like that? He was like, I don't know. What if I just pointed at you, then a cork shot out? And it was like, I can see the headline now. Husband kills wife with champagne cork. And I was like, what the fuck? That was, and even when he poured the glass of it, he didn't want to drink it first. She was like, "Don't worry, I didn't do anything to it." He was like, "Yeah, you're right. You should take a sip first." She was like, "See, there's nothing wrong with it." That shit just had me cracking up the whole movie. It was like really, it was such a back and forth that I wasn't really sure. Which this is credit to the writers. I wasn't really sure who was the like the tyrant in the relationship. Like, I wasn't sure if it was him.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if it was her. Because it was like, it seemed like he was kind of working under the assumption that she's with him for his money. And she was working under the assumption that he may kill her because he's had three wives previous to her. And one vanished and the other two died. So it was like a weird kind of thing where it's like, okay, why are y'all together? But then also it's like, who's really out to get who?
Yeah.
It was really interesting. Really, really interesting dynamic. But yeah, overall, I enjoyed the movie. The movie was fun as hell. Weird effects and all. It was really fun. I would totally watch this again.
Yeah, like, it was really basic with the effects. Like, with when the caretaker's just sliding across the room and Lenore's yeah. like, "Oh my God, I saw a woman!" And people have praised the film for that. Because at the time when people foresee that, you know, the when the caretaker's sliding against the room, she has that, like, really grotesque, scary, you know, shriek that she made yeah. in the face and her hands sticking up. They were saying that at the time, like, that was super scary because they didn't see that. Like, oh my God, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But yeah, it felt like they were kind of targeting only Nora. Like, I don't know if you got that vibe, but for me, I was just like, why are they all targeting her? It's because, like, that's she's crazy. Not so corrupt like all the other guests he invited. Like, she's just so pure, and she's like, "Yes, I love my husband, I love what I do, you know, I just need the money really badly." And it's like, why are you torturing her? Leave her alone.
Actually, that might be 100% of the reason why they targeted her. Now that you mention it, I didn't consider that before. Like, yeah, it was definitely clear that everything was happening to her. Well, aside from, you know, Lance getting punched in the eye, I mean, the face, that made me laugh. They didn't show it, but I still laughed, because just the idea of a ghost decking somebody, fucking hilarious. That is funny. But yeah, they were clearly targeting Nora, and I think for the exact reasons you just said, because versus everybody else there, she probably was the most innocent and the most clean, and probably the most likely that the police would believe, like, if she killed someone by accident, they'd probably most likely would believe it from her more than anyone else.
Yes, like, this was clearly self-defense. She was scared for her life and blah 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 blah. Yeah, because again, like, the way her character was and the way the husband described her when she was driving up to the house was just like, "Oh, you know, she works for my company. She's very, like, organized, and she really needs the money really badly to, you know, help pay for her family. She needs it the most." So yeah, it definitely could have been that morally, and they kept fucking with her. Like, they put, like, a fake yeah. head in her sister's box. They put, like, the ghost kept popping yeah. up, scaring her. They almost hanged her, like, more than once. And even the end, she was like, I killed the husband, I killed him. But his bones rose from the acid. And they're like, "What?" And she's like, "I gotta show you." And then he popped up, and they're like, "Oh, I thought you were dead." And he was just like, "No, my darling, this is the plot, and this is that." And she was just like, "I fucking hate you." Like, she didn't say it like that, but you saw her face. And the way it ended, she wanted to, like, just punch the shit out of him. Like, "You son of a fucking bitch. You dead ass did all of this because of your wife? And you torment me? I am so insulted." And she was like, and she kept telling her husband, like, "We have to leave this house. We're leaving this house." And he's like, "Okay, settle down, dear." I'm just like, oh my God. Can her husband be any more annoying? Like, it's just like, leave the husband.
Yeah, the husband was kind of problematic. He was kind of a problem, like, because she was clearly, like, worried, and he was just like, like, the scene that was, like, really clear that, like, this dude was kind of a problem, like, aside from the fact that he got punched in the face and the door got locked,
mm-hmm.
that was really funny. And then they had to, like, the doctor, you know, bandaged him up and everything. It was like, you know, check that in a few days or whatever. When they went back down to the basement again, because they wanted to see what happened, because he was like, "I don't even know what happened." And they went in the room, and they realized the room was bigger than they thought. And then it was, like, two connecting rooms. And they were like, "Okay, that's strange." And then when Nora was in the room across from on the other side of the wall, she stood up. And then, like, the caretaker that they described, like, that's what they said she was later. The creepy-ass face was just standing behind her, which is like, how the fuck did she get in there? And just, like, behind her. And then she walks out, and then she screams, which I feel like Nora got all the money for screams, because there was a lot of her screaming in this movie. Like, the first 5 seconds of the movie is her just screaming. Mm-hmm. I had to turn the volume down on my TV for a second. I didn't expect the movie to just come on with screaming.
I know, me too. I had to lower the volume because the cat, I'm cat sitting right now, so the cat was just like, what? And I was just like, go to sleep.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, what the fuck? What's going on? But she was just screaming, and remember the husband, he was like...
Yeah, because he was just like, I didn't see her, and no one came past me. Yeah. And that's when you kind of put two and two together with the big reveal that there's two connected rooms. And that was really clever of the husband to do that shit, just to fuck with everybody's mind. Like, that's fucked up. If I was invited to a party by a random guy and said, oh, we'll give you this money, I'd be like, keep your shit. I'm not doing this shit. Like, no thank you. I'm not with the shits and giggles. I've seen movies like this many times. I know one of us is going to die. No, thank you.
Yeah. But I guess if you really think about it, the only one who had anything to worry about, it was Nora and the doctor. Because remember, the doctor was the one plotting with Annabelle, the wife, to get rid of the husband, Mr. Lawrence, so mm-hmm. Mr. Price character. So it seems like those four are really the only ones in danger of anything.
And that's how it was in the remake, too. They kept the same storyline in the remake, but they just added an extra layer to it where they actually were in a haunted house, like a real haunted house. Well, in terms of storytelling for the remake. But this one was just like,
yeah,
welcome to our theme park of haunted houses. And we're just going to scare you. See how long you can survive. And I'm just like, bro, fucking why?
Hey, man, for $10,000 in that time, it seemed like a good idea.
I still wouldn't do
especially
it.
Especially if you don't really believe in ghosts.
And he filled I thought it was so cool was that when they went to one of the parlor rooms, and they were like mini coffins and cyber guns, and they were like, what?
Yeah.
And his wife had me dying because they were like, oh, you know, the ghost comes out at night in the darkness. And he was just like, be careful with those guns, especially at night. And she was like, in the dark. And she was just like, oh, we're not going to accidentally kill each other. And she looked at him with that face like, yeah, I told you, motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking
I swear, this is like the weirdest archetype for marriage. It was just, it's like how people, you know, I feel like the general depiction of marriage in media a lot of the times is like the husband and the wife kind of hate each other. But this was just like such an exaggerated version of that. You're like, holy shit, they really do hate each other.
This is why you don't marry just for money, people. Shit like that happens. Don't murder each other. Just be like, you know what? I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm taking the dog with me. Yeah. Bye.
And just the level of vindictiveness, because even when they were arguing at the beginning, actually, I don't even know what to call it, argue. I guess just throwing banter back and forth. And he was like, honey, if I gave you $1 million tax-free, would you leave? And she was like, no, because I want everything. I was like, goddamn.
Yeah, because he's a billionaire. He's a really big billionaire. He's worth a lot of money. He has a lot of money. So, yeah, in case something happens, she's just like, oh, I get to keep everything. The house, the jewels, everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just fucking interesting. And people have praised, yeah, like both of them, Vincent Price and, you know, Annabelle is her name. Like, people have praised.
Annabelle.
Yeah, people have praised their acting and their roles. So well, especially, you know, with surprise, like, oh my god, this is really well done. Like, they really play their characters really well. Like, you believe they really fucking hate each other.
Yeah, I did for sure. And I really kind of felt I was really interested in the character of Watson,
mm-hmm.
the one who was talking up, who like they basically were saying at the beginning he's been at this house before, because like I guess technically it's kind of his house. Like he's been at the house before, and he was talking about how like. I think he said his brother and a few different people have died in his house. There's like 7 ghosts in the house.
Yeah, his sister butchered people in the house. The one of his sister is like, I think 7 bodies in the house.
Yeah. That was interesting because I feel like even with all of this stuff happening around him, you know, happening and nothing really overtly kind of shows a ghost for the most part. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, there is a scene where after Annabelle supposedly dead, she was like floating outside the window. So like, you're like, holy shit, that's really a ghost. But like he is so seriously in his belief of ghosts and what they're capable of that the whole time you're kind of just like, well, I guess some shit is going to happen. Like none of them might not make it out of his house, let alone like just the people who came for the $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the whole acid, a tub of acid that they had in the house. And they were like, is that...
Who the hell has acid?
Yeah, and Nora was like, is that real acid? And he took a dead rat, put it in the acid, and just threw the bones floating. By the way, great effects. Because you could tell it was just like a filming trick where they just overlaid an image of a rat. Because it was obviously a fake image. But very well done. And the same thing when...
No, I was just going to say, who the hell was his sister? Like, was his sister H.H. Holmes or some shit? Like, why was his house set up to kill people?
Probably. He was probably a maniac. Because that was really interesting. And then when Nora thought she killed, you know, Vincent Price's character, his bones rose up. And she was like, oh my God, his bones rose up. But you find out that it was actually fake bones that he had. He had, like, fake-ass bones. It was just like, yeah. That was me, huh? The way he said it, like at the end, he was just like, oh, like my prop. Like he had the prop machine like on him, and he's just like, oh, I guess that was me. Oh. I was like, oh, God, asshole. Poor Nora.
You know, this film just made me arrive at the thought that we need to bring back cheesiness in films. Like we really need to do that. Like cheesiness needs to come back into like, not even just horror, but fucking especially horror. We need to bring back some of the cheese because it's just really funny. Like, it's just so fucking funny. The idea of him walking out with holding the contraptment, controlling the fucking skeleton, you see the ropes and all of that shit is just like so really cheesy, but at the same time, like really, really funny. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to bring that back into this genre. We should like crazy, goofy characters. This needs to be more of a thing. Like, this shit is so funny.
I mean, that's kind of what he's known for, too. Like, that's what people love Vincent Price, because he's good at characters like that. He's good at being creepy, you know, he's good at being, you know, his quirky style, but also, like, being all, like, good evening. It's just like, but, the movie was so, like, interesting. And, yeah, like, I could tell why people said how they praised it for storytelling. Because it was interesting storytelling. It was a really good, like, murder mystery film story. You know, it really kept you like, wait, so who's really doing it? Is it the wife? Is it the husband? Is it both of them? Who's conspiring? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Is Nora really just going crazy? Or are they trying to kill Nora? Like, you couldn't really tell. Like, okay, what's really going on?
Yeah, for sure.
So that was pretty interesting. Again, like, for the remake in the 90s, you know, with Omar Epps. And I forgot what her name is, but the actress from... The Final Destination that played the girlfriend, like she was also in the remake. They kept the they kept the storyline the same, you know, but his character was a theme park manager. He owned several theme parks, and he was also a billionaire tycoon. And he also wanted to do a special birthday celebration for his wife at a haunted house that actually wasn't even a haunted house. It was a haunted asylum that was used to be a mental institute. And yeah, the character of Warren was also very like quirky. He was like, I don't want to be in this house. This house is cursed. This house is this. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And they're like, dude, relax. It's not so bad. And you get the same type of characters, you know. There's no Nora's husband, though. But there is like, there's the interviewer that, you know, journalists who interview stuff, record stuff. There is a psychologist. There is a character like Nora, Warren. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, Omar Epps character, which I think is supposed to be her husband, but they kept them separate and stuff like that. And the whole plot for the remake, which is different from this one, was that they're all descendants of the doctors who did several experiments in the insane asylum. That's why they were invited. And they were like, why would you invite me? And stuff like that. The difference between the remake and the original one is that he really did send out invitations just for shits and giggles to play a game. But in the remake, a ghostwriter, literally a ghostwriter, guys, like not like someone who goes, like, no, a legit ghost got in his computer and sent out invitations. I'm not joking. Like, it actually haunted his computer and wrote emails and sent them out. And they're like, why would you invite us? They're like, I have no idea who the hell you are. We invited all our friends. Who the hell are you people? Like, they didn't know. He didn't know who the hell they were. That's funny. And
I'm looking at the cast now, and I'm realizing that was Taye Diggs, not Omar Epps.
Oh, my God.
Why the hell did I think it was Omar Epps? I don't know.
I don't know why I agree with you either. That really's been a long time too.
Yeah.
But I mean, Omar Epps.
A ghost wrote emails though. That's some fucking crazy.
Yeah, he did. It did. And they were like, "Why are we in this house?" But slowly they're being killed off, you know. And the remake is just mysteriously being vanished. Like, you know, Nora, her husband, and Warren survives. You know, and they're just like, okay, there's no money that they win. They're just like, it was a trick. It was a trick. Sorry, guys. My wife's trying to kill me. But in the remake, yeah, almost everyone dies except for Tate's character and the girl who plays Nora. They're the only two who survive, and they got the money. So.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was very interesting. But, yeah. Very different. Very different. I do prefer this one more because it's not so like, okay, because a remake was kind of generic, where it's just like, okay, Haunted Asylum, we've seen this before, the ghosts are coming in, blah, blah, but it was kind of more for shock value and more like in your face is scary with jump scares, mm-hmm. where this one, again, like, it was very subtle with scares. Like, it was very subtle, you know, with just someone gliding through, like, the noises, you know, just hear Nora freaking out. So it was just really subtle, which I appreciate a lot.
Yeah, same. It's just, it's a little more fun. Especially with the characters being so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little more fun. That's probably why I don't remember the original. Partly also because it came out of what? I think it was? Yeah, 99. That was like, at that point, I was already watching horror movies, but it's just, I think I watched it might have been farther and I might have been like, yeah, this is boring. So, I didn't care. But this version is definitely a lot of fun. Not even just because of Vincent Price, obviously. He's a big part of, I'm sure, the attraction to it. But in general, the movie is, like, a lot of fun. Like, really cool, interesting things that they were doing. Some of the stuff kind of made me question at times. Are these ghosts or are they not ghosts? Because they were trying to say, like, kind of, at the end, they kind of say that it isn't. But Watson, his character is like, nah, ghosts are still here and they're coming for you. And I'm like, I kind of believe they're ghosts. Like, unless you're trying to tell me that all of these doors have ropes set up so that people could just pull them or levers. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if you made a chandelier fall at the top like 5 minutes upon people arriving. I don't know if that's just like a hitting a button, man.
Yeah, for real. Because, I mean, he kind of, yeah, he booby trapped the whole house. Like, Vincent Price's character, he really did a whole bunch of tricks, parlor tricks for the whole entire house. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Yeah, because Warren kept just saying, like, there's ghosts here. They're still here. Now there's 9 bodies. There's this and that. Cause the acid tank.
Yeah.
But we never really saw it. But I guess it was just the I guess like plotting it in your mind where okay, this place might be haunted and maybe what Nora is going through could be real. And then until at the end you get the big reveal like oh shit, this all was a plot. Okay. But I'm sure at the time. Like, if we were around, like, you know, if we were born, like, 1959, watching this film the first time, I'm sure at the time, it's fucking scary seeing her. And you're just like, oh my god, I'm scared for this woman. Jesus. Like, why is she seeing all these ghosts and no one believes her? But yeah, we never really saw the ghosts just by what Warren says. Yeah, there's ghosts here. Like, okay, bro, where? Tell me.
Yeah, word. It was, I guess, more so maybe just his belief was the biggest thing because, you know, the doctor, even though he ended up being in on the plot with the wife, Annabelle, he kept saying ghosts are just a part of hysteria. They aren't actually real. It's more of in his mind, more of a projection of, like, the person's current state or current mental state more than anything else, which I've heard people use that explanation in explaining ghosts. They're just like, well, it's the energy you put out or something. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Not completely foreign, but yeah. I don't know. How you feel about that idea?
Of
those kind of being a projection of one's mental state.
I believe that, too. Like, I believe both sides of it, you know, being a real place where they manifest, but also, like, yeah, your mind. Because, you know, like, how they say, like, how if you're, like, in a really negative space, you kind of haunt your own surroundings because you open those doors.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of that movie that came out not too long ago, where I think it was called Apparition or something like that, and where it was a study. It was based on the fact that they made a study of, like, if you believe it enough, they're gonna appear. And I forgot what movie it was. I remember Sophia Bush was in the film. I don't remember the movie title, but it was kind of similar to what you're explaining right now, where it was a bunch of like I think psychologists or scientists, and they were like, oh, let's see if we could like manifest it by thinking about it. I think the actor who plays Draco Malfoy was also in the film.
Yeah, and it's weird because it's almost like you can never really prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't really prove like someone else's mental projection if that's right. If that's the idea, like somebody else seeing something, does that mean that the person who's in a room with them went and see it because they're not in the same mental state? It's very weird. Very weird. What happened?
The cat scared the shit out of me because she started doing her. She was running, doing her zooms. I was like. Because I saw someone shining a weird ass light like across like the skyline. I was like, who the fuck is that? And then I hear the cat running. I'm like, oh my god.
The last thing you need is a cat zooming while we're talking about ghosts.
She did stuff. She was like, I did a ghost in my litter box. That's what she did. I do believe that, because I mean, I've seen my fair share of like ghosts and shit. It's not fun because some of it is really fucking scary, and I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And you know, and I've shared ghost stories with you know, Armin's mom, who's also seen her fair share. Oh my god, she had a really good ghost story. I have to get her like to write it down or something, or share it, because like such a good ghost story. That was just like, oh my god. But since Armin's never seen ghosts or experienced it, he's just like, it's not real because I didn't experience it. And it's just like, okay, but it is real for some people who have it, who have experienced it, and it's not that great. It really is like Sixth Sense, man. It's fucking scary. You're just like, oh my god, why is this happening to me? But yeah. And this is also kind of why I don't like going to like haunted houses. And I don't mean like real haunted houses, because I'm Latina, I don't play that shit. Spirits follow you. But I meant like for attractions. So you know how sometimes like in Universal Studios or like Six Flags will have like the haunted houses, like, oh, come in here. I know Armin and I think one of my other friends were like, oh, we should go to one. I'm like, first of all, A, I'm gonna pee myself. B, I'm gonna punch somebody if they're trying to spook me. Or C, I'm gonna pass the fuck out. You gotta take me out on EMS. Like, that's what's gonna happen. Like, or C, I'm gonna nervously laugh and it'll make the people feel bad because they're like, why are they laughing? I'm trying to scare you. It's just like, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to laugh to the paid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's funny you even mentioned a puncher, because I've definitely punched somebody in a haunted house one time. I went to one. So, I think I was like, maybe 7, 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember what a damn haunted house was. I can't remember where we were. But I remember going in, and I was like, in my mind, I was already like, yo, this seems like a terrible idea. Like, I already liked horror movies at that point, but I was just like, this is a terrible idea. And we went in, and like the way the haunted house was set up, it was kind of like one straightaway path. But then you're walking through all of these different kinds of environments.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like you would walk through like a living room, and then maybe like a railway or like a underground railroad type thing, like almost like a railway that's like underground.
Uh-huh.
So it's like kind of like a little like bridge that you walk overhead where like the train will quote unquote come underneath, mm-hmm. almost like a cave or something. Like you walk through stuff like that and end up in weird different parts of like kind of like actual house in a way. And it was just weird. So some parts, you know, each part made a different sound. So one part of the place may make like weird ghastly sounds, or may get colder. And another part you may hear like a wolf howling or some shit. I remember seeing, and the reason I ended up hitting somebody was because at one point we're walking through like this hallway, and a side of the wall next to us kind of splits,
mm-hmm.
so that somebody can like come from behind it. And I saw the dude on the corner of my eye coming from behind it, and he was wearing like a wolf mask, and I just fucking decked him. I was just like, wow. And he was like, what the fuck? And I just kept walking like it didn't happen, and like pretty much ran towards the exit. I think that's the only reason I didn't get in trouble, because it was partly dark, and because I decked him before he got a good look at me. So that's the only reason why they never caught me. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I hit him with a pretty good left. I hit him pretty hard, and we were running, because that shit was funny. And it was like, I remember one part near the end. There were two parts near the end of the haunted house I remember. There was one part where there's like a table and they make it seem like there's a witch under the table because the table's kind of like trembling. Mm-hmm. And the witch is like talk because you're supposed to go kind of like you're supposed to be in groups, like not you're not supposed to go by through you by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you're like in a small group. And the witch that's like under the table is like talking about eating children and like different stews that she's gonna make. Not like super graphic detail like a horror movie or nothing, but just like
audio. To, like, scary. Yeah, kid. Like just audio, like I'm gonna yeah. cook you. So yeah.
Exactly, just like that kind of audio, and then like the cloth of the table is trembling, so I doubt anyone's actually under, but it's just like it's trembling to make it seem like someone is, and they may come out to grab you or whatever, so that was pretty interesting. And then near the end, they had like a weird spider setup, so it was like webs, cobwebs everywhere, and like giant like construction paper like made spiders and shit. That freaked me out a little bit, because them shits were massive, but I was like, alright, let's get the fuck out of here, like we near the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't fuck with haunted houses, that's just not my thing.
Yeah, I just...
Even that, mirror rooms, I don't fuck with that either.
Yeah, I can't do any of that. Like, panic rooms, maze rooms, I don't know. Like, people like that because they like the thrill of being scared, but I'm like, nah, fam. Like, I ain't about that. Like, I went on a roller coaster ride. Not really roller coaster, but, you know, like, because over here we're in New York, so we have Coney Island, and they have that ride in Dino's, the haunted house ride. The first time I went on it, I went with Samara. I didn't really experience anything because before we even got inside of it with the ride, like, she started screaming already and it was freaking me out because she was screaming already. I'm just like, bitch, we haven't even gone inside yet. Why are you freaking out? You're freaking me out. So the second time I went on, Armin was with me and I actually experienced it and I was just like, so like, oh my God, like shit poppy in my face. I don't like that. Like, I don't like...
Same, I'm not a fan.
I don't like animatronics, like, popping in my face, because it's like one of those rides where you stay seated, and it has a railroad, thing, you know, going through a track, you're not walking through it. So you get all these things that are, like, coming at you, and it was just really freaking me out. I was like, oh my God! I was just like, geez, I would like to go on it again, preferably when there's not many people. But, yeah. I just can't, like, nah, like, I'm not one of those people. Like, you go ahead, have fun, you're fun. Go ahead. I know people are like, let's go to Universal Studios for you know, haunted, like, you know, the haunted Halloween stuff. I'm like, nah. I do not want to be chased by a chainsaw guy. I'm not with that shit because they chase you. They chase you all through the park.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah. Like, the scary, like, bleh. I'm like, dude, I was traumatized by the chainsaw massacre as a kid. Like, it took me years to recover from that, and I meant years as in college years. I finally got over it, but like, yo,
I hear you.
Like, nah, like, don't fucking chase me, cause I'm gonna do the whole like typical, like, oh, I tripped and I can't get up. This is where I die. I literally be like, just kill me. I'm done. I can't run. I am done. Just do it. Just fucking do it. I'm sure someone's gonna be like, okay, you have a problem. You okay? You need to talk to somebody. And I'm like, you're chasing me with a chainsaw, man. What do you think?
Like, you got a problem.
Yeah, like, you got the problem. I don't have a problem. Just do it, man. Just do it. Yeah, they're probably gonna escort me out and be like, this girl might be suicidal. Something wrong.
So I'm screaming like, Julie, what are you waiting for?
I'm right here. Just do it. I'm right here waiting for you.
Oh, man. Yeah, them people don't get paid enough to take a punch from me, so I can't go to those Halloween, Six Flags, Fright Night, and all that. Like, nah, because I'm a swing. Like, I'm gonna be like that black dude. And what was that? Friday 13th. Jason Takes Manhattan. When the dude was beating up Jason.
Yeah,
that's gonna be me on the rooftop, just swinging at Jason with all I got until he knocks my head off.
I can't.
That would be me. You know.
Like, I'm just gonna cry. I'm gonna dead ass just crawl into like a fetal position. I'm just gonna fucking cry. Like, I'm going to stop midway and just cry. That is what I'm going to do. And I'm sure people are going to be like, are you okay? Why is this child here? I look like a child. They'd be like, why is this child here? She's too young. I'm like, I'm 33. It's scary. I'm scared. Like, I can't. Like, I recently saw a video of, like, one of my favorite K-pop singers at a haunted house. One of them literally got into, like, boxing position. Was about to deck someone. Like, he did. I was just like, you come at me. Fucking come at me. I'm like, yeah, I'm either gonna be like that or I'm literally gonna be in fetal position and just cry. I'm gonna be like Nora in this movie. Just like, oh my God. Like, just crying still. I'm like, I wanna leave this house. Let's leave. That's gonna be me. I'm gonna be the Nora of the group.
Like, just leave me alone.
Yes. Like, did you see that? Where? Right there. No. Like, fucking Nora, man. Leave Nora alone.
I know, right? She didn't deserve all that.
He really didn't. I really feel bad for her. Like, people. Like, all because he just hated his wife. Like, bro, just divorce her. What the fuck is gonna happen? Like,
I guess that's what I'm saying. But also, like I said before, I feel like it's the way they did the movie, it's hard to tell who's trying to get who more. So, for as much as the Annabella and the doctor are scaring Nora, you also question how much is Vincent Price's character, Mr. Lawrence, trying to scare her as well, or doing things to ensure that she just doesn't kill him. Like, it's hard to say. It, like, even when his wife was killed, like, when Annabelle, quote-unquote, committed suicide from hanging, and that was probably the nicest-looking dead body I've ever seen in my life, because she looked completely unharmed. He didn't seem the saddest about her being dead. He was just kind of like, oh, it sucks. Like, man, this is pretty bad. But he didn't seem super sad.
He was just upset because they're like, shit, they're going to pin this on me. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, damn, who can I blame this on? Nora seeing ghosts? It was the ghost. But then he was just like, it's a trick, guys. My wife tried to kill me, but now she's dead. It's over. I'll try to deal with what happens to my consequences now, so now leave me in peace. I'm like, and they're all staring at him like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you invite me to this party? You scare the shit out of, again, I feel bad for Nora because she got most of the fears. And she was just like, you scared the shit out of me because you hated your freaking wife? What does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with my husband? What does that have to do with, like, freaking Warren? Why did you drag him out to go in this house he hates? He hates this house. What is wrong with you?
I know, right? Like,
I'm sure in his mind,
that had to be the most.
Yeah, I'm sure in his mind too. He's just like, "What the fuck? Like, I told you, I don't like this house. My sister killed people here. There's 7 bodies in this house. Why? Now there's 9. He's damn just it! Like,
oh well.
Now I gotta add more to my story.
How gangster of that like dialogue is that? After he killed his wife, everybody runs in like, "Oh my god, I killed him." He's just like, "I killed her. Because her and her lover, the doctor, were trying to kill me. But I got him first. So now we'll go to court and let them decide if I'm innocent or not." I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. The balls on this guy. Yes, I killed him. Let's go see what the court says. Like, what?
He's like, I'm a billionaire. We'll see what happens. And the remake.
A part of me made me wonder if he killed his previous wives after he said that.
Probably. And then the remake. Yeah, he died. In the remake, he dies. Along with his wife. They both died. They just died horrible deaths by the ghosts. Because they were real ghosts. That's funny. In the sequel. And this one, there was like nothing. There was just him like, surprise, guys. It was just, you know, some parlor tricks, some boogity-woogity. I'm sorry. I just... I have issues. I didn't want to go to therapy.
What do you think happened to his previous wives? They said one vanished, which I don't even know what that means. Like, does that mean her body was never found? Did she flee the country? Like, I don't know what that means.
I don't know, just, man. She
might have vanished.
Maybe he scared her so much that she was just like, I'm running away, never coming back. Or maybe she scared him to, maybe he scared her to death and was just like.
Maybe if this is how he deals with marriage, I'm sure that's probably why his wives ain't last so long. They was like, this motherfucker crazy. You know, he get mad at you and set you up in a haunted house. It's insane.
I mean, he's like, I'm a billionaire. I don't need therapy. I'm fine. Like, bro, you set up a haunted fucking, like, event, invited random strangers just to scare and kill your wife. What do you mean you're fine?
That is funny.
Like, you terrorized Nora for no reason because you hate your wife? What the fuck? Like...
Well, his wife, that's what I'm saying, though. His wife and the doctor were the ones mainly terrorizing her.
I know, but...
It wasn't really
I know,
him.
I know, but still. And then, because of that, she was just like, it was all you! She was blaming him for everything. And he was just like, the fuck? I'm just here trying to scare you. I don't care about you. I hate my wife.
Yeah. Well, she blamed him because his wife was setting him up for failure. Because remember when the wife first saw Lance, she was like, you know, my husband, she was kind of flirting with Lance, and she was like, you know, my husband acts kind of strange. He gets oddly possessive. I wouldn't be surprised if he killed me. And Lance was like, oh, shit. She was like, yeah, can I count on you? in my time of need. And I was like, what the fuck?
I know.
Like, she was planting seeds. So that's what, it was all going to be done for him. If he would have never gotten away, he would have got set up.
I know. And then even when, like, when he tried, when she tried to talk to Lance, and he was like, she was like, what happened to Nora? I heard her screaming. Is she okay? And he was like, yeah, she thought she saw a ghost, you know, she's, you know, but she's okay. She's calm. And she tried to be like, well, I want to joke about this. And he was just like,
yeah.
They're the worst people. I don't, like, again, I don't ever want to know people like that. Like, how do you plan? Again, they planned a party just to kill each other and they invited random strangers. That is the whole movie, guys. That is it. I should have just started the summary with that shit. A party with random strangers because a husband and wife fucking hate you. It's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith times 100. That's literally it.
Yeah.
That is the whole plot of the movie. That is all. I'm not trying to say it's a bad movie. I'm just saying that is the whole plot of the original. That is it.
Might be better than actual ghosts, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, how do you... I'm still so bad about Norma. Like, why are you...
They could...
Like, she's like the child.
They could turn this into a comedy.
They could, because, like, she's like an innocent child with divorced parents. Like, no, you come with me. No, you come with me. No, you come with me. And she's like, you're tearing apart her relationships.
I'm just like... I would love to see, like, a comedy version of this, or, like, even more comedy version where, like, everybody else dies except for the couple. So then they live to do this shit again. It's like every birthday year,
they plan
a party hoping to kill each other.
I wouldn't be surprised if that shit exists or happened.
That'd be a good movie.
I'm like, yep, that's fucking accurate. I believe it. The more and more I think about it, the more I'm just like, you know what? The storyline for the remake really isn't that bad because people actually die. And this one is just a fucking, it's just a fucking plot between husband and wife. The same thing with the remake, but still, everyone dies except for two people. Everyone else in the original is just like, yeah, I just hate my wife. I hate my husband. Why are we here then? Why didn't you invite us? I thought it was gonna just be a fucking fun ghost party and cake. Where's the cake?
It's the easiest $10,000 anyone's ever made. I say that much.
And I'm sure they weren't happy about it. Like, give me my fucking cake. Don't ever call me again. I'm not going to be a witness in this. I'm going to witness protection. I don't know you. Give me my fucking money.
They wouldn't even be helpful witnesses because they don't know nothing. All you know is he said that they tried to kill him and then he killed him instead. Like, you don't know what else happened.
You know what? I'm done. I'm fucking done. I'm just getting into it right now. This bullshit. And party between a husband and wife who hates each other and three innocent people involved in this whole, like, freaking sick game. Sick game. I'm angry.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm so angry right now. Like, it started out, I was like, yeah, it's a fun movie. Now I'm just like, I fucking hate this movie.
It's like, this is what rich people do with their time.
Oh my God. Apparently, because he's like, I'm a billionaire. She's just like, yeah. I mean, this probably
happens. You can take us out. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm sure this happens in real life with billionaires. They're always just like, I didn't kill my wife. They totally killed my wife. They're like, I didn't kill my husband. They totally killed their husband. The only difference is that they don't plan a freaking party with three innocent people just to be all like, I hate him, I hate her. And it's like, why are we here? Like, I thought you just invited me for tea and crumpets. Where's the tea? Where's the crumpets?
Where's the cake?
Where's the fucking cake? That was a birthday party.
Yeah, word.
Like, I see the champagne. Where's the fucking cake? Like, just give me fucking money. I'm bouncing. That's what I would have done. I'm like, you know what? Give me my money. I'm done. I'm out. Later. Or he'd be like, no, you got to sleep the whole night. I'm like, you know what? Then fuck your money. I'm out. Bye. Like, I'm going home. I ain't involved in this. You guys need couples therapy. You guys have problems.
Yeah, word.
Like, Jesus. What the fuck, man? Like, I hate this movie. Again, it's not a bad movie. It's not a terrible movie, guys. I'm not trying to shit on it. I'm just, me personally, I just angry because of what happened to Nora. That's really it. I'm just really mad because of her. I don't care about everything else. It's just like, leave her alone, okay? Like, what the fuck? All because you hate your wife? Like,
Nora now needs 6 years of therapy just because of one night of distress.
She has 20 years. 20 years therapy. And she's going to divorce her husband. and be like, I think we're good to get divorced. Like, well, we can help you. Why are we trying to kill each other like them? So, yeah.
That, you were fucking useless, Lance, when I really needed you.
He was. He was just like, I didn't see any ghosts. I didn't see anything. I wasn't there. I don't know what's this. I'm just like, what are you good for? What are you good for, man?
Word.
God, I hope you fell in a freaking acid. Why didn't you fall in the acid?
Well, he got punched, so I guess that was enough.
That doesn't mind a scary movie, man. Scary movie, you get punched by the ghost. A scary movie. I'm still like, what the fuck? Like a party.
I told you could take us out. I'm done. We are good.
All right,
thank you for listening. Yeah. I'm good.
Don't invite people if you hate your spouse. Don't fucking invite random strangers just to be like, hey, fun party. Don't do that shit. I'm gonna, if you do that, if someone does that to you, report them. Report them to the police. They have problems. Report them to the police. Block them. Whatever. They're fucking terrible.
Word.
With that, yeah, just owe you Vincent Price ghost goodbye.